Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Sunshine and bright, and it's chilly outside. Oh, don't you wish you were here? Beautiful weather, beautiful weather. Thank God for being alive today to experience this chill. Isn't it wonderful? Oranges will get sweet after a while if they don't, you know, wither up and die. Praise God. Isn't that strange? Oranges get sweet when they get a little cold weather on them. Isn't that nice? I tell you, God got a way, don't he? You know, I'm so glad to be with you, you and you here today, you know, thanking God for you that's on the other end, be it however you're listening through your computer, your phone, or those other devices that you have. We thank God for you anyway. Why don't you give us a call and chat with us a little bit, you know, 347-857-3925. We will leave space for to hear what you have to say. Long as it's about God, that's what God is doing. Okay, anything else negative, we not accepting. We only accepting praises of God, what you he's done for you, what you believe him is going to do for you also. That's what we want to hear, 347-857-3925. And we thank God for you because we love you. Yes, we do. We really, really do. And listen, listen, listen. Are you praying for us? Well, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. So pray for us, too. Don't be selfish. Pray for us, too. All right? We pray one for another, and everything will get done, won't it? Bless God. Hallelujah. Well, we are still praying for a few people, you know, and guess what? Your name is not on here on my list. You got to call 347-857-3925 so we can put your name on the list too. Okay, wait for you now. All right, we have Etta Stevens. We are still praying for circulation in the legs. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, regulate the circulation in Etta Stevens' legs in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for all that you are doing for him. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for Otis. We thank you for Otis Wright today, the third. Lord, we pray for his salvation in Jesus' name. We pray for the salvation also of Michael Whitty Jr. We pray for Michael Simpson's salvation also today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to move in a mighty way, Father. Touch Ashley Ritter today, Father. In the name of Jesus today, God, save these young men. Make them every with whole right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we take nothing less but their salvation this year, miraculously. You know, God, that they will have an encounter with you. Yes, yes, we are still praying for Jethro Easton today. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch Jethro right now in Jesus' name, wherever he may be, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on him right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch the pastors that are going through it this hour, God. Name by name and one by one, God. We ask you in Jesus' name to touch them right now, Father God. They need you, Father God, like never before. Father, we ask you to touch our dear sister Nessie today, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, you know the concern that she has. You know what she's desiring at this hour. Father God, touch and deliver right now. Make every word whole, Father. Oh, God, show forth your glory in her, Father, today in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to touch Adriana, Lord. Touch her and her daughter. Father, in the name of Jesus today, continually touch them. Mend them, God, where they have been broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor and glory for it today, God. We're expecting a miracle in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Gary Dunkley. Touch his mind. Touch his spirit right now, Holy Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, let him reach out to you today, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for your manifold blessings on Vivian and Lloyd Mitchell, Father God. Touch them right now. Make them every whit whole in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you today for it, God. We thank you for touching, Lord God, Elizabeth Zayas in her loss. God, we thank you for touching her and encouraging her to continue on in Jesus' name. We ask you to touch Eurisha today, Father God. Touch her. Touch the school, Lord God, that is on lockdown. Father God, we ask you to touch right there in the name of Jesus. And Lord, while you're there, Lord God, move and bring in peace in that area. God, touch her body in the name of Jesus. Touch it from her head to her toe right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for touching our bishop. We thank you for touching his ankle. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for touching him, Father God, in Jesus' name, and making him every whit whole, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody else you need prayer, just call us at 347-857-3925. We're waiting to hear from you. Yes, you. Yeah, we've been waiting for a while now. God is good, you know. All right, let me give you a little word for today. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, God is so good, isn't it? I don't know what I'd do without him. I don't want to even find out, do you? No, you don't want to find out. But let's give you this little word today. Every Christian's responsibility includes the stewardship of continence. His face should reflect helpfulness, happiness, and hopefulness, not boredom, belligerent, and bitterness. His eyes should radiate encouragement, enthusiasm, and expectancy, not sourness, scorn, and skepticism. His expressions should register awareness, attractiveness, and affection, not anxiety, anger, and aggression. Every Christian's responsibility includes the stewardship of continence. His face should reflect helpfulness, happiness, and hopefulness, not boredom, belligerent, and bitterness. His eyes should radiate encouragement, enthusiasm, and expectancy, not sourness, scorn, and skepticism. His expression should register awareness, attractiveness, and affection, not anxiety, anger, and aggression. How are you doing today, Mr. and Mrs. Christian? Hallelujah. I'm not talking about the name Christian now. I'm talking about your faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyhow, glory to God. You know, people would get that if they name Christian, because we know some people name Christian, they would thought I was talking about him. You know, amen. I'm just talking about a person that's in their religious anthems today. Praise God. You know, God is so good, good, good. Lord, I could say that every day and all day long. You'd never get tired of saying God is good. No, because he is good. sometimes it's better to me than I am to my own self. You know, have you ever thought about that? Yes, I know you have. All right, praise God. We're going to get on about the Father's business now, and we're going to talk a little bit about something we failed to realize. Lord have mercy. Glory to God. Now, you know, how many of y'all know the devil don't have no power, only what the power of God gives him? Did you know that? Huh? He only, that, the power that God gives, God have to give him the power to do whatever he do. Because he is not independent. He just tried to act independent. Huh? He still have to go to the chief maker, the chief creator, the head man. Huh? He still got to go to God. Hello, come on, think about it. Now, you give him so much credit, you know. Now, mind you, he uses his now. He got you fooled, ain't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got you fooled that he got all power. He more powerful than God. And this is what he has fooled people with all these years, and he's still fooling people. But let's start off. I'm going to start right here. I'm going to go to, I think I'll do Exodus first, okay? You know, familiar scripture, Exodus. Exodus, the 12th chapter, okay? Bless God. 12th chapter of Exodus. We'll go to, we're going to start with the 22nd verse, okay? The 22nd verse. That's what, I'm just going to read briefly around from scripture to scripture a little bit, okay? And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip, I lost my page, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out, listen now, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. Did you hear what we say? Let's see what 23rd say. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. Now, he wasn't passing through to smite you. He said he was passing through to smite the Egyptians, your enemy. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you. Hello now. Now, that should tell you something right there, a whole lot there. But can you follow instructions? Huh? What did he say here in the 22nd verse? And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. Stay inside. Okay? Now let's look at it. Let's look at it in this way. You look good, don't you, on the outside. We go to church. We know how to sing. We know how to clap our hands. We know how to shout. Or we know how to say amen and hallelujah, don't we? We know how to do all these things, huh? But I'm here to tell you today, you have a good show on the outside, but listen to this. The inside is still you. Huh? The inside is still you. See, on the inside, there's, think about this. What do God deal with? It's the inside, don't he? He doesn't deal with the outside, so to speak. You know, there's rules and regulations to govern the outside. But basically, is he looking at the man's intent of a man's heart, is he not? So your heart is there in you to do what? To regulate the emotions, to regulate your doings, to regulate how you think. All of these things is operating from the inside. Come on now. Now, in order for the devil to get in, now remember, now let's go over here and look at Job. What did he say on Job? Now we done told you now. What did the devil do? Here we go in Job the first chapter. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one to fear God and sure of evil." Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Do Job fear God for naught? Has not thou made a hedge about him, about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." My man know all about Job, what he got and everything, don't he? He know about you, too. Did you know that? Because he tried to hit you from every angle all the time. Every time you turn around, he's trying to buffet you in some way, isn't he? The devil is always trying. He does not give up. You know, he's relentless. He keep going and going, and just like that ever-ready battery, he keep going and going. You think he doesn't wind down, and he just get up a love steam and go some more, huh? Because he's trying to break you down. You see what I'm saying? He's trying to take what's in you out. Huh? But in order to harm you, he has to get in to hurt you. Do you hear what I'm saying? So here, when you read this, you find out that he conversing with God. And he said, now, you know, put forth your hand now. Put forth your hand. Put forth your hand. Touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to thy face. The Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, all that he had is in thy power, and only upon himself. Put not forth thine hand." Okay? In other words, you can't touch his spirit. See? Because God has it guarded. Every man and woman of God has a protective covering around their spirit. Do you see their spirit, man? Now, you can break loose if you want to. If you just don't want God and you don't want God to protect you and everything, he's gone. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. He left after God gave him permission. He ain't asked for nobody else now. You notice that. He asked for God's man, Job. Now, if you God's woman or man, he's going to ask to touch you. He's going to ask to buffet you. He's going to ask to make you mean, mad, and everything else that he can think of doing to you. You see what I'm saying? Trying to get you what? To open up and let him in. But I say to you, don't let him in. You hear what I'm saying? Because when you had applied the blood of Jesus in your life, you know, that's when the process began. You are now buffeting him instead of him buffeting you. You got made him mad enough to try to tear your kingdom down, try to open you up and get in and wreak havoc on your life, cause you to commit suicide, cause you to commit murder or any other kind of sin he feel like could bring you down. Whatever he need to bring you down, he will do. Make you a rogue. He'll do all kind of things to try to harm you. Because he's not harming you when you get right down to it, is he's trying to harm God. Because he'll say, "Look, I told you he or she wasn't no good. I told you he'll curse you to your face." You see, that's all he's trying to do today to you is to get you to cross God. But you're not going to do it, are you? Huh? You tell him, say, because when Jesus Christ came on the inside, he's inside, and I'm going to keep him inside. I'm going to remember what Exodus said, that I am not to come outside. I'm not going to come outside of that bloodline. You hear what I'm saying? I'm keeping the bloodline right here with my door closed. Do you get it? And you can't get in, devil. Somebody need to talk to him right now. Say, devil, I'm not letting you in. friends. So get away from my door. Go find somebody else to go. Go find my enemies, though, anybody else, though. But get away from me. You hear what I'm saying? Start talking to him and let him know that he don't have the power. God gave you the power. He's just faking it. You know, you got somebody faking it till he make it. He trying to fake it till he get you where he want you at. He can tear your kingdom down, all that you think of God, all that you believe in God. He can make you doubt yourself. You know you do. Come on, now you start doubting yourself. Is it God? Should I go, God? Did you call me, God? Because I'm going through too much, God. No, you done open up the door. He told you to leave the door closed till the morning. And who is the son of the morning, huh? Oh, when the morning comes, you're supposed to have joy. Isn't that right? Oh, my God. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. So when you open up the door, God opened up the door just like he did Noah when he opened the door. But you stay inside until the door is open, huh? But if the door don't open, you know you're safe. You're safe in Jesus if you leave your door open, because what? You're still inside. It's you. It's you. You make that decision, huh? Who have to make the decision to open the door? You. Huh? You said, well, I think I'm opening the door. It's time to open the door. I don't hear nothing now. Let me go on out here and see. I remember this storm was raging there in Orlando. And I was at Pastor Bond's house that time, and the people say, stay inside, stay inside. Stay inside. Everybody stay inside, because it was raging, man. I mean, it was tearing up them buildings and everywhere, all around. It was just throwing a fit. Pastor Bonds goes outside, and I say, and what you looking for? I say, if you were in the day when Exodus, when he told you stay inside, you'd be gone. I said, didn't the people say stay inside? Why are you going outside? He said, I ain't even think about it. I said, mm-hmm. That's why the Egyptians got destroyed. They ain't even think about it, because they didn't have no blood on their post. You spilled that blood on your post. Don't you go outside. If they tell you don't go outside, you better stay inside, because you are safe where God put you at. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't walk outside of the boundaries. Our thing is, today the church world has walked outside of the boundaries of holiness. They're not interested in being holy anymore. They're keeping the word. He said, be holy as I am holy. You know, and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Do you hear? That's what the scriptures say. Hey, without holiness, no man going to see the Lord. So you're going to have to be holy. Do you hear me? So you get, when you get outside the boundaries of holiness, you looking for trouble. You're looking for to be destroyed. You're looking for everything that you thought you had, you don't have. And then something else happened on the side too. You see, all kind of things happen when you're not inside of the safety net. There's always, you know, you can't, if you don't get in that safety net, you in trouble. My God, you in trouble. Did you hear what I'm saying? My God, can you hear me now? You see, Job was in a safe place all that time until God gave the enemy permission. Is he give the enemy permission to buffet you? Huh? You're going through all kind of things every day. They look like it's going on, you know, and you about to give up. You about to jump out. You know what I was thinking of today? I was sitting, you know, I was there, and I was thinking this morning, I said, you know, God, if people say, well, I'm giving up Christ, I'm giving up church. Well, if you give up, where you going? And who going to help you? Do you think the devil going to help you? You think he got your best interest at heart? All I can say is stay inside. Because you still got Jesus on the inside. You got Jesus on the inside. You got it made. You see, everything going to be all right. That's all I got to tell you today. Everything's going to be all right, honey. Every time, you know. Listen here. Let me tell you what Matthew, bleed the 23rd chapter in Matthew 23rd, starting 25th verse. He say, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess." See, now if you inside with all these here in you, you got problems, You ain't clean inside. See, when we say about the inside being inside, the Israelites inside, they were clean. They had to sacrifice and they had to do all those things, make those sacrifices and everything. Have you done that? Have you cleaned up the inside? Have you cleaned up the inside? No, you ain't clean up inside. You still going on with all this other stuff. And you look like you clean from the outside. Because he said, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness." My. See how we get, how we do? We want the outside to look good and shiny, and, you know, we shine it up, make it look like pure gold or something. But it's all a fake. It's just something of your imagination. It's not real, you see. Because what happened? You failed to clean up the inside. Before you went and you put the dead blood. You ever seen dried blood? I call it dead. Dried blood on the outside instead of that nice fresh blood that he told you to put on the doorpost. And it looks like it's the real thing, don't it? But the person that did that did not have the truth in their heart. So therefore, it was dry. So therefore, the destroyer is going to have to come to destroy you. Yes, he is. And it said, we're going a little bit further. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Did you hear that? Praise God. My God. You appear to be. Now, there's a lot of people going around fooling everybody, you know, getting people to leave their church home and go somewhere. Come over here with me, and I got the true word. They ain't. How do you know you ain't never heard them? That gets my nerve. You know, people telling them, you never, if you ain't listening to the broadcast, you know, and you could be sneaking listening to it, you know. You could be doing it, but you don't want me to know you're listening. I know how you go, you know. I know how some of it go. But the fact of the matter is, you cannot accept truth. If I'm giving you the truth of the word of God, how you going to sit up and tell somebody I ain't real? Is you real? You looking good. Maybe you even sound good. Maybe you can use the right words. Hey, I didn't do good in English. So I'm not going to tell you I'm an English major and I know the right diction and all of this stuff. I only know Jesus. And I know his word. That's all I know. And that's the only English I can do. And I do the best I can. And if you can't understand, you got a problem with that, then you got a problem with Jesus.
Come on.
See, he didn't tell me to be proper and, oh, I'm full of etiquette, you know, and all of this and all of that stuff, trying to be high and mighty and all this stuff. He didn't tell me to do that. Just preach Jesus, the gospel. That's what I'm supposed to do, get you to come out of your mess, your hypocrisies, to get you to change, to make a difference in this world, make a difference in your neighborhood, make a difference in your church. Stop pretending and be somebody. Stop lying and be what God called you to be. Tell the truth. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So how can you say you are of Jesus when you ain't the truth? Come on. I mean, you may not like it, but, you know, that's okay, too. Praise God. You'll be all right. Huh? Because if you're going to make everything look good on the outside, what's on the inside? It's going to come out. You know it always come out, don't it? What's in you, it's a song we used to sing in New York a long time ago, what's in you got to come out. What's in you got to come out. It's going to come out. That's a guarantee. It's going to come out. It's going to show up somewhere, and it always show up at the wrong time. Always show up at the wrong time. Praise God. Well, you know, I'm just happy about the Lord. You know, I'm just so happy about him. Whatever he want to do, that's all right with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I know that Jesus got my best interest at heart. You know what I'm saying? I know. You know, some of you are still in the caterpillar stage. You ain't changed yet. See, inside that little ugly little thing, little wormy looking thing, is something beautiful. See? Now think about it. When you see the caterpillar, you say, oh, that could be a butterfly. And after it's finished going through its process, then it become that butterfly. See, when God finished with you, when he finished with the children of Israel and they had inside that house, that time he had some blessings for them. He was taking them to a higher ground. He was taking them to a new life. You see what I'm saying? When that caterpillar finished going through that process, you become a new creation in Christ Jesus. You become the butterfly that he wants you to be, the beautiful little bird, little insect, whatever you want to call it. He's so beautiful. And let me tell you, have you ever seen butterflies? Every one of them is different. The color pattern is different. Look at God. Each one of us today, when he finished taking us through the process, he bring us into the outer court. We take on a new look. Do you get the picture? We are now a beautiful something that God had planned. I like his plan, you see. And once we get there, we what? Hey, hallelujah. Now, listen, we ain't only shining on the inside. When we go on the outside, when we look on the inside, it's beautiful too. It's pure. It's pure. You get the picture? Well, you know, I was just having fun with Jesus. I love my Jesus, huh? I just love it. Because, you know, in Psalms 119, he said, I have declared my ways, and thou heard me. Teach me thy status. You come on now. He done declared his ways, now let him teach you. Teach you how to be whole. Teach you how to be, brand new. Teach you how to walk in his status and keep his commandments. Let him teach you these things. You don't know how to do them already, so he got to teach you. Now you done heard the word. Now go get your teaching now. Go get your teaching now, huh? Because it's time now. All right, to make the change. Don't allow that destroyer to come in your house and smite you, huh? And tear your house down. All right, praise God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the apostle for that word. And, you know, it's so true that we have to deal with a lot of things. But we have to be on the right side of the Lord. We got to get a hold of ourselves. We got to get a hold of what we're going through at times. Because the devil is attacking left, right, upside down, behind, front ways. We are being attacked from all angles. But you got to learn how to stand. We got to learn how to lean on Jesus, because Jesus got it there for us. And the only way the devil mess with you is if Jesus allow it. Because God, you can only take what God allow you to take. and what you allow to take. But I have to say that God brought me out of a lot of things and here and there, and also through my illness and things. So God is there regardless. I'm not going to denounce him because I'm sick. I'm going to thank God before it, because of the fact of the matter is you could be dead and you don't feel nothing. You know, and we have to look at it that way also, you know, that we have feelings, we have this, we have that. We need to get to the point to where we have enough faith in God that we can be steadfast in what we're doing in him. You know, and a lot of times we seem to disown God. We be elsewhere. Our minds be elsewhere. We need to learn to keep our head and our mind in Jesus. Jesus keeps his hand on us. He keeps his protection on us. We the one get ourselves in a lot of mess. Jesus don't put us in no mess. We get ourselves in a lot of mess. The devil also helps us out a little bit. A lot of us, the devil just give us a touch. And most of the time, we in our own mess. A lot of times, we give the devil more credit than it's worth. Because of the fact that the man is, we doing things. Our flesh is acting up that want this and want to get into that. And we need to understand that we are the ones in our own way. We got to get out of our own way to move up to with the Lord and Jesus. Because we stand in the way. We don't have no intention of doing anything. We in the way. We need to learn to get self out the way and let God in. Because that's the only way we're going to walk. And we have to understand that. You know, probably took me a little while, but, you know, hey, I got there eventually. I did get there. I'm here. I'm doing what I can. I'm putting my best foot forward. I'm trying to get into it a little deeper every day. You add a little bit more to your spirit every day. And that's what we got to learn how to do. We got to add a little more spirit into us. We got to get a little more word into us, a little more prayer life into each other and us. We got to learn how to do all these things. It takes steps for us to get to where we need to be. All right. You know how the saying is, you got to crawl before you walk? A lot of times, we got to start on the ground. You can't start on the top. You can't come in the church and think you the pastor and you just getting there. That day, you know, I've known people who do that. You know, and this is what you got to look out for. It's some people the Lord did not call. Because everybody has a place for them in the church. There's a place for everybody. We don't necessarily have to be dealing with this and a lot of things that we go through, because that's in our own minds. It's not of God, but that's in our own minds. We got to learn to get self out the way. If we get self out the way, things will roll smoothly just like that. But we got to get this animosity, this jealousy, this envy. You know, it's a lot of little spirits that we have going on inside of us that we got to cut loose. A lot of times we don't know it until it arises, but then we got to pull ourselves and put the brakes on and say, enough of this. We got to learn to deal with this and say enough and to put it to the side. And that's what I'm talking about today. But here's Bishop Porter, and I know he has something to say. All right, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for Apostle and Deacon Michael, amen, this morning. Amen. And as they was ministering, I was just feasting, amen, on what they were saying. And I was just thinking, amen, of the altar in which this was done. Praise God. And the subject, stand inside. Amen. What about you today? Amen. Are you staying, amen, with the Lord? Praise God. Now, look at the order. And I was looking at verse 21 in chapter 12 in Exodus. It said, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your family and kill the Passover. Now, that was the first instructions, praise God. Now, think about, amen, the instructions today in the church, praise God. Yeah, you carrying out the instructions, amen, from the leader, praise God, those that's in authority that have rule over you, praise God, to carry out, amen, God's instructions, because they are the ambassadors, amen, of Christ. Praise God, you are in leadership. But we are living in a day and time now, praise God, that people don't, amen, respect, praise God, authority. Amen. We look at our president, praise God. Look how they talk about him, criticize him. He's the commanding chief, amen, of our country. Praise God. He's scrutinized, amen. If you say the sky blue, they won't say it's another color. Everything is his fault, amen, that goes wrong, amen, in our country. Oh, praise God. Amen. And even in our daily lives, praise God, even in the church, praise God. But look how the order, amen, was carried out. And Moses spoke to the elders of Israel, praise God. And they had something, amen, they had to do. Then they had to take, you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike it on the lintel and the two side posts and with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out. Man, this is what apostles were talking about. Now, look at the instructions now, praise God. Now, how oftentimes, amen, people, amen, don't take heed, praise God, to, amen, what have been said from Almighty God. Amen. And the Lord is speaking to somebody right now, and he's saying to you, stay in the church. Amen. Don't leave the church. Praise God. I know you, oftentimes, praise God, the enemy always like to send disencouragement, disappointment, praise God. Always got to show you a little truth to deceive you, praise God, to want to turn you around, amen, to always, amen, coming at you from left, right, and center, praise God. But, oh, something in the inside now, when you stay inside, something in the inside, I'm talking about inside of you, praise God, ought to come up and say, go ahead, praise God. Some scriptures ought to, some ought to tell you that the enemy will come at you one way, but he have to flee seven. Something in the inside ought to tell you, even though I'm going through trials and tribulation, I'm going through troubled times, praise God. Something ought to tell you, while I'm in the water, I will not be overflowing. When I'm in the fire, I will not be burned. Oh, because for every promise, a situation in our lives, God have a promise for us. And oh, and he will bring you out. Amen. And he's bringing somebody out even as we speak. Oh, praise the Lord. So, amen, it's something, amen, that when we carry out, amen, the instructions, amen, and directions, amen, what God have laid out for you and I, praise God, everything would be all right. Now, the blood, praise God, got to be applied to your life. Amen. It was applied back then to the doorpost, praise God. And the blood, praise God, was, amen, a type of Christ, our Redeemer. Oh, praise God. When you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior by faith, praise God, the blood is applied to your life. Oh, it's not applied to the doorpost now, but it's applied, amen, to your life. And those now, every ground that your feet tread upon, you shall possess it. Everything, he said, that your hand touch, that you shall prosper, be in good health as your soul prosper. Oh, thank God. Don't you know that you have power and authority over every devil in hell, and the devil can't stop you? Why? Because the blood have been applied to your life. Praise God. I want to go a little bit further here, because this thing, amen, was passed down from generation to generation. And in verse 24, and you should observe this thing for ordinance, to keep and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, verse 25, when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as it had, as he had promised, that you should keep this service. This is why, oh, praise God, churches, amen, all over our land today, amen, we commemorate his broken body. of what Christ done for us on the cross of Calvary. Praise God. Even, amen, way back when they, how God, amen, freed, amen, the Israelite, amen, from slavery, from the Egyptian, amen, through the blood. Praise God. And he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass you by. Praise God. And we, praise God, churches all through our land, praise God, they may do it on first Sunday. Some may do it second Sunday. Some may do it third Sunday. Some may do it fourth Sunday. Praise God. But I don't get in what Sunday you're supposed to do it, because he said, as often as you do this, you do show the Lord death until he come. Praise God. So whatever Sunday you do it, praise God, you need to do it. Praise God. Some, praise God, do it every Sunday. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So he said, as often as you do it, you do show the Lord death until he come. And all, praise God. And do you take part? Praise God. And when you're in the inside, you're going to take part, amen, of God, amen, broken body, of what he done for us on the cross of Calvary, how he suffered, bled, and died for each and every one of our sins. Ain't you glad about it today? Praise God, that this service, amen, continue to go on even today, praise God, and it will be forevermore. Verse 26 says, and it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what meanest ye by this service? Praise God. And that's it right there, that you should say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smite the Egyptian and deliver our house. And the people bowed their head and worshiped. Praise God. Oh, we can worship him. We can praise him, and we can glorify him now. Oh, David said, when I think on the goodness of the Lord and all that he hath done for me, my soul cries out, glory, hallelujah. I thank God for what he done for me. Oh, can you give him some praise now? Can you give him some glory of what he have done for you on the cross of Calvary, how he suffered, bled, and died for each and every one of our sin? Praise God. Come up out of the grave with all power in his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it today? Amen. That Jesus is Lord. Oh, he paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it, whited and so. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Amen. That Buddha could not do it. Sun Yat Moon could not do it. Joseph Smith could not do it. Muhammad could not do it. Hare Krishna could not do it. But oh, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Praise God. Amen. Are you inside today? Praise God. When I'm talking about inside, are you inside with Jesus? Amen. Oh, amen. When he's on your side, it's more than the whole world is against you. Praise God. Verse 28 says, and the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded. See, we got to, amen, follow out, amen, instruction and carry them out, amen, when the God have spoke. Praise God to the leader. Praise God. And did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. Praise God. You got to carry it out. Praise God. Once the word have been spoken, and this is why, amen, God say his word will not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, he's touching somebody right now. Amen. Hold your head, oh, you everlasting door. Oh, and be lifted up, and let the King of Kings come in. Oh, he'll come in. He say, oh, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Oh, and if any man open up, he talking about the door of your heart today. He say he'll come in. He say he'll sit with you and you with him. Ain't you glad about it today? Praise God. Oh, that his word would not go out and return to him void. Praise God. But thank God for the blood. Tell me there's a fountain filled with blood, flows from Emmanuel's vein, and it would never, never, never give away. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Praise God, because Jesus, amen, is Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stay inside. Amen. When you stay inside, amen, everything going to be all right. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it today? Amen. But you got to listen. Amen. You got to take heed. Praise God. He said, today, you hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Praise God. Thank God, amen, that we can keep a repentant heart. Oh, tell me that is one baptism, but in many refilling. Praise God. David, amen, kept a repentant heart. Amen. That was the difference between him and Saul. Praise God. Then David, amen, all he then mind said, Lord, create into me a clean heart. Put within me a righteous spirit. Rejoice. Oh, God, the joy of my salvation, praise God, and God will do it. He is doing it for somebody right now, amen. He is encouraging somebody's heart right now. He's sending deliverance, amen, in somebody's life right now, and somebody's children, praise God, because he said he holds, amen, the whole world in the hollow of his hand. And who's in his hand, can't no one pluck him out. Oh, praise God. Ain't you glad about it that we serve, amen, a true and a risen Savior? It's all about him today. And he yet, amen, sitting on the right hand side of God, the Father Almighty, yet making intercessions for you and I. Praise God. And every time we call, amen, on the name of the Lord, praise God. Tell me, amen, his ears is open unto the righteous, and he hear our cry. Amen. David said this poor man cried, and he delivered him out of all his troubles. Amen. And if he did it for David, he'll do it for you and I. Amen. He have no respect of person. All you got to do is open up your mouth, amen, and call on the name of the Lord. Tell me there is power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance. There is healing. Whatever you need is in the name of Jesus. Oh, he will destroy the yokes. He will move on our behalf. Amen. He will turn every negative situation and make some positive out of it. He will, amen, turn a bad situation and make some good. Oh, he'll do it. He's doing it even as we speak. Praise God, because he is very swift in answering prayer. Oh, Isaiah 65:24, tell me, while you're yet calling, he will answer. He said, while you're yet speaking, he was here. Oh, ain't you glad about it today? I'm glad, amen, that we serve, amen, Almighty God. Oh, he is so high, you can't get over him. He's so wide, you can't get around him. He's so low, you can't get under him. Oh, he stand at the door, and you got to come through the door today. And Jesus is the door of salvation. Praise God, he will bring us out. Praise God, he's the same God back then. He's the same God now. He say, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, but the question, amen, today is the blood applied to your life. And if it is, you got to stay inside. Praise God. Oh, when you stay inside, praise God, the devil can't do you no harm. Amen. He'll hit at you. Amen. Have you ever seen lightning? Amen. You know you're going to get bad weather. Amen. If you look afar off, you can see the lightning strike and you can hear roll and thunder. That's the way the enemy, praise God, to be roaring and thunder, praise God, at different ones in your life, around you, in your family. It may not be close, but you know you get that bad phone call, something to try to get you out your rest, try to get you disturbed, try to turn your situation. Amen. But God, amen, he, amen, is always right there. Praise God, to give you that peace. He said, the peace I give unto you, not as the world give it. Praise God. And he always, praise God, keep you from hurt, harm, and danger. Praise God. He will do it. Praise God. He have a way that is mighty sweet. Praise God. Amen. If he brought Israel out, amen, he's doing the same thing today for the body of Christ. Praise God. I'm not talking about a religion, but I'm talking about a relationship between, amen, us and Jesus Christ today. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wasn't that not an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Deacon Michael? Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every broadcast that was put out there. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's pray one for another and tear the devil kingdom down. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Also, you can visit us at the City of Victory every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for Bible study. That address is 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Again, that's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. If you'd like to send donations, plant a seed into the ministry, or even enjoy and you want to even join the church and pay your tithes, you can send your offering, tithes, seeds to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright.
As soon as I stop
worrying
how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go, and
I can let God, let him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go, and I
let God. Let him
have,
let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go,
let go,
and let God. God.
Bless God.
He's the only one we can have.
Let's go.
Bless God.